The Trades Union Congress, TUC, has blamed the current state of the economy on bad policies implemented by the NPP and the NDC over the years. In its view, most of the economic policies pursued by both regimes did not offer sustainable solutions to challenges of the economy. The director of the Labour Research and Policy Institute at the TUC, Kwabnanya Akunwotu, who made the remarks on GTV's current affairs programme Talking Point, cited low growth of the manufacturing and agricultural sectors as consequences of these policies.
Our problems basically is the way and manner economic policy has been conducted in this country, generally. And when I talk about economic policy, I'm not sure the economic policies being implemented today by NDC is radically different from what was implemented by the NPP. You understand? There may be differences in the styles of management, but fundamentally the economic policies are the same. We have an economy that is growing and nobody can take it away from government. Over the past 5 years, we've had GDP averaging about 8.7%. We've sustained an inflation in single digit for over 3 years. These are fantastic indicators. The challenge for the TUC, and I believe for many Ghanaians, is that these growth rates, like the growth rates recorded on the NPP and that the NDC 1 and 2, have failed to create jobs, which are the issues that are of importance to Ghanaians. That when people have gone through school, incurred expenditure, and we have encouraged them to do so, they expect that their children will come out of school and find jobs, especially when we are told that the economy is growing. Again, the growth that we are recording does not tally with the kind of social and economic services that we enjoy as a country. You find it difficult to understand an economy that is growing, having reduced inflation to such low levels, and we have interest rates in excess of 25%. A situation where government itself sometimes borrow in excess of 20%. These are the disconnects that we identify in the economy. There are issues with the way we manage the already bad policies, but the fundamental crux of the issue is that we have a general economic framework that, in our view, can only give some temporary growth, some temporary relief in the areas of inflation, but these are not sustainable.
The ranking member for finance and MP for Old Tafo, Dr. Anthony Akotoase, attributed the current state of the economy to excessive expenditure by government during the elections last year.
Last year, 2012, was a bad year. 2009, government overspent the Appropriations Act by 300 million. 2010, it went up to 800 million. Now, that is illegal. When you go beyond the Appropriations Act, you are breaking the law. 2011, it went to 1.3 billion. But 2012, guess what? 4.8 billion cedis over the ceiling. And you think that when you do that, you're going to get away? It's not a surprise. You are in government. When you come and tell me that I have left a debt of 1.8 billion, what I expect you to do is to bring down the debt, not to go from 1.8 to 5.4 billion. And you tell me that, because you said that MPP has done badly. So I don't expect you to leave me a 12% deficit.
The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions, Fifi Kwete, believes the economy is not in a bad state as is being portrayed. He maintains that the economy is on a sound footing and the government is only widening the tax net to raise more revenue to sustain the economy.
At the moment, as we speak, we are looking at public sector wage, that average debt is in the region of about 7 billion cedis on an annual basis. Now, that is a massive increase in public sector wage. Meanwhile, all people who manage an economy everywhere in the world will tell you, the very first call on any revenue is wages. The first thing you do, there's no excuse. You cannot give an excuse for not being able to meet wages. After you met wages, the second call has to do with interest payment. You need to make sure those two go first before any other thing are considered. Subsequent to that, then you have to be looking at other statutory payments that need to be done. Then finally, you have to look at your public administration. Then eventually, you have to look at the infrastructure in your country. If you have to literally contend with 7 billion for public sector, well, you need to be able to let the people of Ghana know that this is the extent of the sacrifice we all are making. And any government is the fact that such major policies also require the readiness of the people of Ghana to understand that we need to also raise taxes in order to be able to meet it. Because you see what? There are no two ways of going about it. You are either raising taxes to raise revenue, that's I'm talking immediate consideration, or you are going to have to borrow while working very hard to increase that revenue base to enable us to do the rest of the business.
You heard Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions, Fifi Kwete.